Now, I was thinking, with regard to God's presence with us, it's something that we appreciate very much as believers as we move through this scene. To know that the Lord is with us. The Lord could say to his disciples, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." What a word of comfort. What a word of encouragement to them. I was thinking there this morning when Paul spoke, I was thinking of the Lord as he was to leave his disciples. We don't see anything much of the Lord worrying about himself, but he was somewhat concerned with his disciples. And he could say, "Let not your heart be troubled." And he could say and give them that wonderful promise of the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then again, a little further on, he could say again, "Let not your heart be troubled." And so the Lord was directing them to himself, to his promises, and that they, as they moved on, they might just be able to rest on him. Remember, the Lord could say to them how that you should have rejoiced when I told you that I was going back to my Father. But you see, they were just thinking in themselves, and so often we just think in ourselves. And we rejoice in the Lord that he was going back to his Father. And we're thankful to the Lord that he came and that he moved through this scene. And we're rejoiced that he's gone back to the Father and that he's now there seated at the right hand of the Father. But thinking of God's presence with us. And you know, we can appreciate much as we move through this life, God's presence with us in many different forms and many different ways. Because our God is a great God, and he's someone that's become so very precious to us. We can think of God's presence and think of the peace that we have in him. If it wasn't for God, we would never have received that peace in our hearts. We would have still been wandering on in our own ways and doing our own things and afar off from God. But we're thankful for that peace that we have in him. But then too, we're thankful for the provision, the daily provision that we have in our God that he's made for us. Provisions for us in our spiritual lives. Provision for us in our temporal lives. And our God, Paul could say, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Paul had appreciated that in his own life, and we too can appreciate as we move from day to day the provision of the Lord for us. But then too, we can think of God's presence with us, and we can think of his protection in our lives. And only eternity will tell just in what positions and conditions and dangers we've been in our lives, and how God has protected us in those moments, removing the danger and the hand of the enemy that would be against us. So we have much to thank and to praise God for his protection as we move through this scene. But then what I was thinking of this afternoon was not in relation with the peace that we have in our God, and not in relation with the provision that we have in our God, and not in relation with the protection that we have in our God, but in relation to the leading of our God. We're going to look together briefly and a number of scriptures to look at. Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13, and we'll read verse 17. I'm going to read on, even though what Mr. Mason said, because time is short. Exodus 13:17. It came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, etc. Verse 20. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. God leading his people. His people Israel had been brought out of bondage, and God was taking them to that promised land. They'd never been that way before, and God was there guiding them, leading them, as they made. Verse 7 and 8. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Then again, in verse 11, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous, and with favour wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Psalm 25 and verses 4 and 5. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Psalm 61 and reading from the first verse. Psalm 61 and the first verse. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. We see here the psalmist, and he's praying to God to lead him. And how too we need to pray and ask the Lord to lead us. We're thankful, aren't we, each one of us in our lives, for the way that God has led us through this scene. Sometimes that pathway is a difficult pathway, and we cry to the Lord as David did, that the Lord would show us those ways. Sometimes he's leading us by the ways, as it says in Psalm 23, maketh me to lie down still in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord is leading us, and the Lord is with us. What a blessed promise and truth that we can lay hold of as we seek to move on, as we seek to go back to Colombia, as you seek to continue here and fulfill the will of God in your lives, to know that the Lord is leading us and guiding us. And he will be with us each step of the way. Now I want to close with these words in Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel or the sand thereof. His name should not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. We see here a people, and God was wanting to lead them, but they were somewhat rebellious to the hand and to the leading of God. We trust that that won't be the experience of us, but that we can sing that hymn, He leadeth me. He leadeth me by His own hand. He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. May God help us to be faithful followers of our God until the Lord shall come.